Although in the recent days there has been a steady increase in the COVID-19 cases in Douglas County, El Museo Latino in South Omaha continues with its programs and workshops this summer.
We continue to do some virtual programming, but we have brought many of our classes as in person. As much as possible, spacing, taking as many precautions as we can, having some outdoor programming too that we can take advantage of in the courtyard.
Magdalena Garcia, founder and executive director of El Museo Latino, says that aside from the programs and workshops, El Museo Latino has two exhibits that she highly recommends. One of these exhibits ends next Wednesday, August 20th, and the artist of this exhibition comes from the same French school as Picasso and other contemporaries.
The Marcel Mouly, these are paintings that we have. There are about 35, 40 paintings and also some prints. Marcel Mouly was one of the artists in that whole group of artists in the School of France. And he was one of the contemporaries of Matisse, Braque, Picasso. And you can see the influence of those artists in his work. In fact, he was probably the youngest of those artists. He was one of the last students that Picasso had.
The other exhibit at El Museo Latino is called En Línea or In Line, and it has been extended until the end of this year. This exhibit is a selection of photographs by Mexican photographer Francisco Mata Rosas. This photographer and teacher has documented the extensive United States-Mexico borderline and its different landscapes. Some aerial photos show how the border wall has changed the landscape in between one country and the other. In this exhibition, Mata Rosas also shows what the border represents for thousands of immigrants trying to reach the United States.
One of the things that we wanted to do, or at least have the opportunity to present here, was the different themes that this group of photographs gives us an opportunity to have discussions about, you know, what immigration, the identity of the individual, what it means to leave as an immigrant from any country, could be anywhere. Also to kind of make us take a look at, it's not one thing. The border goes across the state, you know, the different states from Texas all the way to California. So the terrain, the geography, all those we can look at, they're beautiful, you know, beautiful country, but also with that comes all the different challenges.
Garcia says that the exhibitions scheduled for next year will also be interesting. Salvador Dalí's exhibition will return, and an exhibition of photographs and some colorful natural dyed textiles from the Mexican state of Oaxaca is also scheduled. El Museo Latino is struggling on its race to raise resources for a complex renovation of the entire museum. Currently, Garcia says that they are not even halfway of their goal yet.
We have a long ways to go, but the building needs some care, some, you know, waterproofing, the roof, internal things.
To be informed of the programs that El Museo Latino has, to learn more about its exhibitions, or to make a donation, visit elmuseolatino.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.